Jenna Allison talked with some of the women and men whose lives have been affected by unwanted and irreversible sterilizations.
It finally dawned on my husband and I that these doctors have just really ruined my life.
Wanda Boone went into the hospital for a cesarean section and came out sterilized. She didn't learn about it until several years later, and she still doesn't fully understand how it happened. Had it lived, the child would have been her first.
They didn't ask me if this is what I wanted. They didn't tell me anything.
Her tubes must have been tied during that operation, because after the operation, she never did go back into the hospital again for another operation. So what I'm feeling and what I'm thinking is that I really signed the papers and the process had already been performed.
While Wanda was unconscious after the C-section, her husband Bill Boone signed some papers which he now realizes were sterilization consent forms.
They were presented to me as if it was a life and death matter, stating that, well, if you don't sign these papers, it could mean her life. And I feel that this is a vulnerable predicament that a person can be in, that a doctor can really play on one's emotions.
In 1975 in Los Angeles, 10 Mexican-American women who were sterilized without their full informed consent took their case to court. Though the testimony of the Madrigal case reads like a horror story, they lost the case. Carmen Estrada is a lawyer who worked on the appeal.
What the sterilizations did was it changed their interaction with their husband and their families. Beyond just taking their reproductive rights, it did much, much more damage to them.
Rebecca Figueroa was a plaintiff. Anthony Foster translates.
Todos los días estamos peleando desde esa fecha para acá. Me grita muchas cosas.
She said that ever since the surgery, they've had several fights.
Me puede poner en la calle.
He pushed her out of the house, and he threatens to put her out of the house, and they've not had any cohesiveness in their marriage since then. The reason for the fights was because he wanted to have more children. He wanted to continue having more children. And because she cannot, it has made the life very difficult.
Carmen Estrada.
Why do you think sterilization abuse happens?
Minority women, by and large, and also poor white women, are generally the victims of such abuse. It can be considered to be genocide. It's independent doctor's determination that the woman might be better off if she didn't have more children.
The federal government adopted regulations in 1979 to protect Medicaid women from sterilization abuse. Bob Barnhouse of the California Department of Health Services Office of Family Planning explains them.
The federal regulations are that a patient who's receiving a sterilization and using federal funds to pay for that sterilization will have to wait 30 days after they sign the consent form before they can have the procedure, and they'll have to be 21 years old. There's some other requirements, but that's the basic requirements. There have been cases where women have stated that they were told about a tubal ligation while they were under preoperative medication. Sometimes they felt that they were being pressured into this situation. The regulations do not allow a person to sign the informed consent while they're in labor, or while they're 24 hours within the time that they've had the child.
Dr. Nicholas P. Krikas, who spoke out against the California regulations on behalf of the California Medical Association in hearings last year, opposes them primarily on philosophical grounds.
For example, if the state is going to interfere in this kind of a very personal decision, the precedent is set for them establishing other conditions in the practice of medicine, and we as a profession feel very strongly that this kind of interference is not in the best interest of patients.
Carmen Estrada.
If doctors had engaged in good medical practice, there probably would be no need for the sterilization regulations at this point.
Why aren't there more sterilization abuse cases?
I believe that frequently women in this particular situation don't know what to do. They're embarrassed by it. They don't know any lawyers, and they don't know where to go to get someone to assist them. Sterilization cases are not easy cases to win. And especially in these cases, when you have poor women, frequently the judges and the juries aren't as sympathetic.
In January, the decision on the Madrigal appeal was handed down. Again, the plaintiffs lost. When a woman is sterilized, she can have a reversal. It can cost $3,000 to $4,000 and is successful 60 to 65% of the time. For many women, the price tag is too high. Wanda Boone.
It just really kind of gets under my skin to realize that they've done this and it's fine. There's nothing that I can do about it.
As
far as she understands it, the only person who can give and take birth is God, and with a religion and a background, that a person should have as many as God gives them. And she doesn't understand why doctors will deprive a woman of having a baby. She doesn't understand why it's done.
For Pacifica, this is Jenna Allison.